KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start in Verulam this hour, where a gang of robbers has hit a cash van on Vincent Dickinson Road. Gunshots and an explosion were heard in the Cottonlands area where the vehicle was targeted. Emergency first responders say the van was already on fire when they arrived. KZN VIP medic Garrett Naidu says it appears that an undisclosed amount of cash and firearms were stolen. Law enforcement teams are still on the scene.
At least 15 males, all armed, stopped the vehicle, opened fire multiple times, but thankfully there's no injuries that have been reported thus far. The roadway will remain closed for the duration of the day as SAPS investigations continue.
Scores of KZN motorists were forced to sober up behind bars over the weekend. 77 drivers were arrested during a province-wide crackdown on drunk driving. Durban, Maritzburg, Kokstad, Empangeni and Ladysmith recorded the highest number of arrests. The road traffic inspectorate says it removed two unroadworthy vehicles and checked over 250 cars. KZN Transport's Ndaba Zinhle Sibiya says drunk driving has been linked to around 27% of deadly crashes in the province.
11 motorists had no driver's license. With the support from SAPS, Durban Metro Police, Umsunduzi Traffic and other traffic officers across the various municipalities, RTI ensured the arrest of motorists from the following regions. Durban 21 motorists were arrested, Pietermaritzburg 17, Kokstad 12, Empangeni 11, Ladysmith 5.
The family of a missing nursing student in Maritzburg says they're deeply concerned for his safety. Mankoba Mnyandu, a third-year student at the Durban University of Technology, was last seen at his residence on Wednesday. His sister, Pumulelo Khumalo, says he left behind all his belongings, including his phone. 21-year-old Mnyandu, who's originally from northern KZN's Dumbe area, was completing his studies at the DUT's Indumiso campus. Khumalo says her brother's disappearance has taken a toll on their father.
I talked to him on the 12th of August. It was rainy day. He said he was studying. We are so worried about him. We don't know where he is right now. Is he okay?
And rescuers in Nigeria are trying to locate over 40 people after a boat accident in Sokoto. The vessel capsized yesterday while it was transporting passengers to a market in the northwestern state. 10 people were rescued. A recap of our lead story. There's been a cash in transit heist in Verulam. A gang has blown up a van on Vincent Dickinson Road this morning. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.